rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up.
Yeah, I got nowhere I should go. I got nowhere I should be. I got my friends all around. We got this bag full of weed. We twice metal and chill. I'm talking no Tennessee. We rolling up and pass around. We're feeling free. Yeah, cooler than the wind of freeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up. Cooler than the winds of breeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I brought you up once.
In the midnight glow, down a country road, where the hands move fast, but the time moves slow. Everything fine, everything fine. Smoke rings out like a melody. Whiskey sweeter than a tangerine. And I know, everyone knows.
Cooler than the winds of breeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up. Cooler than the winds of breeze. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I brought you up one.
Well, hello and good times of your day to you, wherever you may be. As we promised, we would try to get a guest for Saturday evening show, and we've got one. Wonderful. So, we're here on a Saturday, which we are surprised to be, because, you know, getting a guest for daisies, it's getting awkward. It's getting filling days in there, and we've lost a couple of days this week. But I want to say the PayPal links are open for your donations. We have two lovely people already there in the call queue for the first part of our show. It's amazing because, Saturday evenings used to be, people used to pile in early on a Saturday evening, but what do the people do on a Saturday now? Don't go down the pub anymore. So you don't go down the pub anymore and all the bars are closed. There's always Psychic Choice Radio. It's like, why aren't you here? Okay, never mind. We'll find out as the show goes on. I'm sure it will get busy. Okay. Now then, my guest this evening. Has everybody looked at the show page? Intuitive Psychic Medium Holly is here with me this evening. And it's a pleasure to have Holly back with us because Holly has worked with us many times before. And without further ado, we're going to get on with it.
Hi.
Hiya, Holly. Oh, bless. I thank you for being here. Right. Oh, we've got two lovely people to start off with there. So, live one, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. I'm good.
Hi, how are you? Good. Go ahead.
I'm the type that needs a few questions, like one question at a time,
okay.
And then I'll start picking up stuff. Yeah.
Okay. What am I? I just did a test. I had to do a test to pass my one class to continue on to my next class because I'm in school finishing up my master's. My question is, I just took my second test, which I failed. What am I doing wrong? What should I study? Is it something that I'm missing? Because I thought I studied very well with this one.
So this class you're having a hard time passing?
Yes, the test.
Okay. Let's see. There's another book you're supposed to be studying. Gosh, I see a hardcover book like I don't know anything about that field. I want to say like biology. I'm sorry, but I don't really know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're missing a book.
Okay. It's my classes. I'm taking is management and leadership skills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just like they're still saying some kind of book, like human biology. I don't know why they keep saying that, but
okay.
Let's try the next question. See.
The next question, do you see, how soon do you see me purchasing my first home here where I live currently?
Well, I got 4 years, but four could be 4 months or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in D.C.?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
In where?
Tennessee.
Yeah, I can't hear you good.
Oh, can you hear me now? I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You're my first caller, and I haven't done readings in a while, so let's just try another question to make sure I'm on point with you.
Okay. Do you see me getting this surgery that I need to get rid of, like a liposurgery or anything like that? Boom.
Do I see you getting liposurgery?
Yes, because I have already applied. I got the credit and everything, but I need more funding.
I do see you getting it. They're showing me you on the operating table. So to me, that means you are going to have it done.
Okay.
I want to go back to D.C. Do you know anybody in D.C.?
My niece lives in Virginia. She drives over D.C. I don't know anybody in D.C. unless it's, no one in D.C. I know of.
Maybe in 4 years that'll be more significant than it is right now. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's where I see you buying a house.
In cold D.C.?
It must be a good deal.
A really, really good deal.
I'm not sure. Okay, you have another question?
Do you see anything that I need to do for myself? Meaning, I'm always have that fear, like at work. when I'm speaking and I'm talking and I'm not in public, but I'm talking to them on the, my clients on the phone or my providers on the phone, and it's fine. But when I get on a Zoom call and I'm with them, sometimes I feel that little fear creeping in, like I get a little nervous. Do you see me conquering that? Because I am working on it.
Yeah, that's normal too. I wouldn't knock yourself too hard. It's normal. Everybody gets nervous. Let's see.
Yeah, but in my field that I'm working in, I'm a assistant director, so I think being working for the state, they put more on you than anything. It's like a magnifying glass. It's like right on you.
Oh, yeah. So this is on the phone or this is in person?
Zoom is technically, Zoom is seeing each other live. You're talking because we can't work in the office right now. So we do Zoom calls, and Zoom is personal. That you can see each other and talk live.
Yeah. Is there any way you can stand up while you're doing that? They're telling me to stand up. Either put, if it's a laptop, put it up high so you could stand up and talk. You're more authoritative when you're standing up.
Okay. I didn't think about that. My desk do stand up a little higher, so.
Yeah, they're saying, like, put it up high to where you're standing up, your level with the screen.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll feel better doing it that way.
Oh. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you see me completing my master's degree in management and leadership?
Yes. They showed me you. I don't know if you'll wear the graduation gown, but they showed me that. So that's a yes. Whether you wear it or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm doing it online. So online schooling is probably have to go where they're at to be able to actually do the commencement services and stuff. So it might be in North Carolina. I don't know. Maybe that's in D.C. In 4 years, only takes me 18 months to graduate.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Do you have another question?
3 minutes.
What do you see my husband and I? We'll be 20 years, no, 21 years. Wait, am I right?
Wow.
And
that's great.
On the end of this month, the 30th, do you see our marriage expanding, getting better and better, like wine, getting it age?
Yeah, they're talking about something like in 4 years, something. I don't know what's going to happen in 4 years. Oh, that's when you're buying the house. So they're saying something is going to change in 4 years. Like, for the better for you guys.
Okay. I'll be 55. That's my number.
That's what I am right now.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. God, I can't wait to get there. I'm just still working on myself, loving myself even more than what I do now. And I'm done having kids. My son is 26. And he's the baby boy, and I'm about living my life for me and my grandbaby, you know.
Aw, yeah. That's
great. Okay, so let me ask you one more. Do you see how long do you see me at my current location, like the job I'm at right now? My job, I work for the state, and of course, I'm in Tennessee. Do you see me moving on from that?
They showed me 1.5 years. Something will change in 1.5 years.
Then I'll be moving from that current.
1 minute.
Actually, they're showing me you moving up the ladder somehow.
But is it in that occupation, in that at the state, or a different part?
Looks like the same.
Okay. Okay, and alrighty. I'll try to find that extra book that you were talking about for
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's called, but there's something you're missing, another book or something. I would just Google. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty. Have a good night.
You as well.
Thank you, Felicia. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yeah. Ollie, it's going to be one of them nights. I want an only caller. We did have two callers. We had Donna with us, but she seems to have called off. So, okay. Well, let's take a little break then, ladies and gents. And we'll take a piece of music as we go. And hopefully we'll drum up some more lovely callers presently. If not, then we'll carry on with the music for a little while. But can't see what's happening for each Saturday. Usually quite a busy night. But the show was posted well in advance. And plenty of time to see it, really. Normally, a show would be posted 3 or 4 days ahead, but this one may be okay. But I don't know, because we did say that we were going to do one, and we did say that we'd find a guest if we could. So why aren't you here? Okay, never mind. I wonder whether you'll be here tomorrow. Yeah, because I might not be. You see, this is what you're up against, ladies and gents, when you don't call in, because we know you're out there listening, you know. How do you guarantee that I'm going to be here tomorrow, right? You see? So when you don't call in, you know. We'll be right back. Well, this is embarrassing and so unfair because, okay, as we said a little earlier, we put the show out quite late. The shows usually go out a week ahead and when we know that we've got a guest. Now, we didn't know we were going to have a guest this evening, although I did say in the week that we would try and get you on. So Holly has been with us many, many times before. And I'm sure it's not because, you know, who the reader is or anything like that. We've noticed the show's going down with certain people, I don't know. Psychic Choice Radio. Why is it called Psychic Choice Radio? Because you have a choice. I appreciate the fact that you have a choice. But what I want to bring to your attention, and I know you're out there listening, and I know that you will listen back to the archive. What I want to bring to your attention is that we've been on air 10 years now. And it's only in recent times that we've asked for donations. And it seems to me that by asking for donations, we've thrown you out. And, you know, it's like we're going to get more choosy now because we have to pay. You don't have to pay. Nobody's twisting your arm up your back to do anything. It's purely voluntary whether you make a donation or not. Those that do make a donation get to the top of the call queue, don't they? Those that don't make a donation stay at the bottom. And we have an average of callers in any one show. So if you've donated and you don't get a call, that's because you're not one of the first 12 in the call queue. We can only fit 10 to 12 people into any one show. But we're not going to be able to fit 10 to 12 people into this show if you don't call in. So where are you? We're going to have another little piece of music. And I will get more embarrassed as the night goes on. Because, you know, if we don't get any callers after the next piece of music, I might just throw the towel in. Because this is not good enough. I don't want people here just on a Monday evening. I don't want people just donating on a Monday. We have one person in the call queue. Right, we're going to forget the piece of music. We're going to take this lady because we know who it is. And this lady is a subscriber. So, okay. Donna.
Oh, hi, Ken. I thought I'd get a reading from Holly. I've never had one with her. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Oh, hi, Holly. How are you? Oh gosh. So do I ask you questions? And
yes, please.
Okay. I want to know if my luck is going to turn around because I was a lucky person a while back. It's been a couple of years, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to be lucky again. I'm going up to this raffle on Sunday and hope to win something. So, yeah, what are you picking up about that, please?
I don't see that. They're showing me cards. Do you play like 21 or blackjack or anything?
Uh-huh, I do.
So I wouldn't count on the raffle. I would count on maybe going and play some cards somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the cards I don't play that often, but once in a while, if I have any extra money, I like to do that a little bit.
Yeah, they're showing me you're going to win at some cards.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, good. Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. I got on a match a dating site, but I just haven't had that much luck. Couple guys.
I don't either with
me,
Match.
Huh?
Match is the worst one for, I think. I didn't have luck on that either. Match.com.
Yeah, no good. I might try Bumble.
Oh, I never heard of that. Let me see what they say.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you can do from your phone.
Oh.
Yeah. See, Match gave me 3 months at a really good price, like $20. So I got it for 3 months. But yeah.
They're showing me on the Bumble. There's a man with this. He looks slender, and he's got like a slender face. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
They're showing me you're gonna meet with him.
Oh.
He's white. But they're just showing me like a slender face, like I have like brown cheeks. You know, he's not like that. He's like a chiseled jaw, you know, or cheekbones. You can see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, good. Well, maybe that'll go into something.
It says you're going to be leery at first, but he's going to really like you.
Oh, good.
You're gonna be skeptical of him.
Oh,
but they're saying there's nothing to worry about with that one.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I've had some bad experiences, so yeah,
yep.
I have to be very careful.
Yeah,
yeah. It was too trusting of them, and yeah, I gotta not be so naive with that, you know. So yeah, okay.
It's like an outside
cafe.
I think I like an outside cafe. That's where I think you'll meet first, you know, because of the COVID, where you got to sit far apart and outside.
Yeah.
I don't know what state you're in, but
California.
I'm seeing
Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of outside stuff in California.
Everything's
yeah.
like outside now. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
until the rain comes, we have very little of that.
Yeah. So that's either your first date with him. Or a date with him. I see you guys sitting out there. Kind of in the corner table where the fence comes to a corner.
Oh,
sit
okay.
at that table. Okay. Sorry, go ahead. You were asking something.
Oh, do you think Cheryl and I, for a long time, we have these fights. We go in and out and fight. And, oh, my gosh. And do you see us getting back, or is it now the end? Have we finally ended it, or do you see us getting back together,
yeah.
or?
Yeah, I have a childhood friend like that, too. So let me see what they say. Well, she thinks she's right. She got her hands on her hips.
Oh, yeah.
She thinks she's right. Let me see what else they'll tell me. She wants you to apologize and agree that she's right. She's one of those.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and if that doesn't happen, she got her hand up like a stop sign.
She asked me if she should sell her house, and I said I wouldn't. I said, she says, well, we're going to crash and the economy is going to go bad. I said, well, I don't really think that's going to happen. And so she says, you're not an expert. She starts screaming at me. Oh, my gosh, I can't even give my opinion. Terrible.
Yeah.
Let me see
if I can get it. How long has she been in the house over 20 years?
No, less than that. I think probably around 12.
They're telling her to stay put, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think too.
And then she's complaining. She says, I'm sorry, honey. I'm going to stop talking and let you talk.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, she just... was saying that I've never owned a house, so I have no life experience. I said, what? So that makes it that I don't have an opinion? Oh, gosh. Too much.
Yeah, she needs to stay put because the housing is going to go down. The prices are going to go down. She's going to lose money. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's not a good
so
time
maybe
to
she
sell.
Could. Oh, okay.
Huh?
But if they're going to go down, shouldn't she sell it now while it's up?
It's up to her, but let me see what they say.
You know, they go down and then they come back up again.
Yeah. It's going to take a nosedive. I would tell her to just stay put. I don't know.
Stay put. Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
So let me see if you guys are going to talk again.
Okay.
Do you ever meet for coffee or something?
No, we used to walk along the beach and go have coffee.
Yeah, so they're saying something. You're going to meet for coffee. Yeah, you guys will talk again. I'm not sure. 3 months, I think. You'll talk again.
Oh, okay. Good. I'll be real thin by then.
Do you have another question?
Do you see me? I have a little apartment. Do you see me staying here? Or do you think when I meet this fellow, I'll move in with him or stay in the same area?
Huh. They're saying stay, and I know this doesn't sound like good, but if I see him moving in with you.
Oh, that won't happen.
So I don't know
what that
means.
That won't happen. Yeah, no, my place is too little. No, I can't have another person here. There's not even room in the closet. Ah.
3 minutes.
Yeah, well, I do see him coming over and coming in your house. But
okay.
It could be that he'll just, you know, you guys will stay there until you find something. Yeah, until you find something together.
Oh,
you know, like it wouldn't be forever.
Oh, well, I could do that. Yeah. Yeah, and am I going to be successful with my weight loss that I'm on right now?
Did you try Weight Watchers? They're telling me Weight Watchers.
That was a long time ago. I'm on protein shakes every day. I have
they
five
don't like
protein
that.
Shakes a day. Huh?
They put their thumbs down to that. They don't.
Oh,
like that's not the way to
yeah.
go. Yeah. It's up
and
to you, but
to
I'm just telling you what I'm getting.
Yeah, okay. Well, it makes sense because then when you get off it, you've got to go back
to
regular
minutes.
Yeah. And then also, I'm on a drug, and the first side effect is weight gain. So
me
I'm
too.
Gonna talk to my doctor. Oh, sheesh, you got to get off that drug.
Need it. Yeah.
So I'm going to change. Will it be successful with my doctor Thursday? I'm going to talk to him about changing the drug to one that doesn't have weight gain.
You're going to have to change twice.
Oh, okay.
You're going to change and try it, but then something's going to come up with that, and then you're going to have to change again.
Ugh.
It takes a minute to figure out which one works best, you know, so I see you changing twice.
The one now, I don't really have any side effects except that it says weight gain. I don't want that. It lowers your metabolic rate.
One
yeah.
You
minute.
Know, if you're older and has a low metabolic rate, it's not good.
Yeah.
You're bound
you have another,
to gain weight.
Quick. Yeah. Do you have another question before we go?
Yeah. Do you see my sister Dee Dee staying here in Santa Barbara?
Dee Dee.
Or Deidre?
They're saying it's too expensive for her.
Well, actually, she gets everything free. She lives with a very wealthy woman and gets to live in the big place adjoined to the house. And she's lived there for quite a few years and doesn't pay anything.
Is that Santa
yeah.
Barbara?
Uh-huh. So she's got it made.
Yeah, but to move on her own.
Oh,
I thought you said
she's
going to move
on her own. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, what you're saying makes sense then. Yeah, it'll be too expensive for her to leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
If she gets rent, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, then she probably will stay then because it's too expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, super. I look forward to meeting this fellow on Bumble. I'm going to get on Bumble. Wait maybe 2 months and then get on Bumble, you know?
Yeah, whenever you're ready, you'll know.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Holly.
Okay. Sure, anytime. Have a good day.
Yeah. You too. Thanks. Have a great
day. Donna.
Bye-bye. Okay,
thank
bye.
You, Ken.
Thanks, Donna. Oh, right. So we're going to take that other piece of music now then, because the corkscrew is kind of happening and not happening. We're getting ones and twos. Okay. So we've got through the first 20 minutes or so, which ain't bad really, I suppose. Okay. So we'll have another piece of music, see what happens next. But I just have to say there, with that reading with Donna there, is the lady there living in a free house and free accommodation, you know, I'd go for that. And yeah, one cent would be too expensive after that, you know. Yeah. We all like to get something for nothing, don't we? All right.
Purple rain.
Okay. There's been no takers this evening. We've had nobody passing by to join the show. So we're going to play one more piece of music. If nobody turns up after this one, then we're going to call it a night. Okay. Well, do you know what? We're going to cut that short because we actually have a caller. And I know this lady. And it's a pleasure to have this person with us this evening because of regular callers. We do love them. So that piece of music was 6 minutes long anyway. So you can't expect somebody to sit there 6 minutes waiting to be answered and told that, hello, you're in the court queue. Yeah, we've just, you know, people shy away when we do that, you know. So we're going to do this one now. We have Cindy. Let's bring Holly back in line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Holly. This is Cindy. I wasn't sure if you
Hi,
could hear
Cindy.
Me. I didn't hear it unmute me. Hi.
How have you been?
Oh, good, crazy. Life's just been absolutely crazy like everybody else. How about you? I haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. I'm actually struggling, but I'll make it through.
Well, we're all
keep
struggling
laughing.
Together if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't
well,
think we were going to get a caller. So I'm driving. So as long as you can hear me, we're good.
I can hear you great.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, I have to have questions. That's how I do.
Okay. All right. What do you see anything? What do you see coming in for me finances-wise? My struggle here recently, just to give you a little quick insight to kind of get you in the connection, I'm looking for a place to move with my horses. I have
mm-hmm.
recently moved my horses twice, made two quick emergency moves. I had a pasture, a beautiful pasture I had available, and I had a psycho new neighbor that moved in next to them and decided he wanted that property also, that bordered his property, and threatened me that he was going to run me and every one of my horses off, and he proceeded to start attacking my horses, killed one, crippled another one, just poisoning them,
oh
dumping motor oil on them on a daily basis, tearing the fences down, trespassing nightly. it's been
a
nightmare.
And the police didn't do anything? Yeah.
He's related to 3/4 of the police department, and they threatened me that I better stop reporting him, and they have done nothing but cover up. I gave them tons of evidence and pictures from security cameras. It's been a nightmare. I've had private citizens warn me that I'm not safe until I move out of this county.
I would go above them to the FBI.
Well, I'm going to, but I've been told I need to move out of the county first, then do that. Because there are certain parties in this law enforcement that's related to him that have been infamous for making people disappear and creating false charges and locking up people on false charges. And they just are a rogue law enforcement department that have been too many of them in power for too long and think the rules law doesn't apply to them.
Where are you, if you don't mind?
North
what
Florida. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to say what county.
No, don't. It's okay. I don't need that. I was thinking Texas or something. Wow, that's crazy.
No, I love Texas, actually. Texas,
well, I would contact
I'd already had some
FBI.
Cowboys that took care of them for me.
Yeah, I would still contact the FBI and then tell them. And if they think you have a strong case that they're going to do something about it, ask them to relocate you. Now, that's just opinion, so I haven't really asked Spirit yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really need to
pull I spent all my money moving them back and forth and the vetting to get
it's very expensive.
Transport the vet certificates I needed to be able to transport them and stuff. And one place didn't work out, so I moved them again, and I've got them split up in two different locations right now. So, and which is costing me a lot more money than where I had them to start with. And it's just total upheaval. And now I'm out of money to move with. I'm still looking.
In North Texas?
I don't know anyone in North Texas. Do you know some people in Texas, but they're kind of south?
No.
Texas.
Oh, you're asking somebody else? Are you asking
what?
Me?
No,
you
no, no, no,
no.
No, you asked me if I know anybody in North Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I said no, but I know people in South Texas. Just not, I don't know anyone in North Texas.
Huh. Okay, shoot. I'm going to try to pull over because I can't really concentrate. But ask me, another question.
Okay, so what I'm trying to focus on is money. I need money so I have options and choices. So when I find a place, I have a way to move quickly. I was wondering what you see coming in for finances, for money.
You know, when I first got, when we very first started talking was a little bit here, a little bit there, here a little bit, there a little bit, like nothing substantial.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's been coming in. I had a little bit set aside looking for a place, and I ended up having to spend it to get the horses moved quickly to safety when an opportunity opened up. Because every day I was expecting to find another one dead when I got over there. And I could be gone for 30 minutes and come right back, and they would be covered in motor oil or something. You know, I was warned they were going to light them on fire. There was a lot going on.
Oh, my God. You definitely need to
but
move.
I need a chunk of money. I need a chunk of money to move with. I need a chunk of money for finances. Because it costs a lot to move and to move all your, to
you have a horse
put a down payment on
trailer.
A place to move into. Pardon?
Yeah. You have a horse trailer?
Well, I have use of one. A friend of mine has loaned me hers, so I have use of a trailer to move with.
I see you taking them on the trailer on the road. Let me see if they'll show me where you're headed. I remember giving you this reading before. Weren't you supposed to travel to the Midwest somewhere? Remember? Do you remember that?
Well, there was a few years ago I was trying to move, and I did move from there, but not far, because what opened up was just down the road. It wasn't far. And then I've been here for about 3 years.
The Midwest somewhere. Now, it could be Texas or somewhere else. Let me see.
But that costs a lot of money to even gas just to get there that far. I mean, I don't have a way to even get there, much less put a down payment on a place to lease or buy a place.
They're saying something about $1,000. Either it's going to cost $1,000, or you're going to come into $1,000. Like, I just see you going, there's some guy that you know, and I see you going to him temporarily and bringing your horses, but it's, let me see, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 state lines. So whatever 5 state lines is, yeah, that's what I saw a long time ago, though. That's weird. I remember
North,
this now.
The only guy I know.
Go ahead.
I know a guy in Indiana, but I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. He did a disappearing act on me, and which he did pretty regularly, and I just had enough of it, and I changed my phone number.
Yeah. It could be
like
somebody else.
2 minutes.
Somebody with dark hair. Dark black hair. Dark brown, dark black. You know what I mean? Dark hair. And he likes cowboy boots. He wears cowboy boots. Even has the spurs on him.
Gosh. I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't either, but they're showing me he's waving his hand like, come on, I'll help you. Come on over. You know, that kind of movement.
Is this somebody that I already know?
He has a sparkle in his eye for some reason. Let me see. Somebody that likes you. I think you knew who I was talking about last time. Huh.
The only guy that I know, like I said, was that guy in Indiana who was always hitting on me and always made a bunch of calls from me.
1 minute.
But it wouldn't show up and follow through, and then he'd do a disappearing act for a few months or years, and then
I don't think
that again.
I'm thinking
but
more
he was
south.
Like head over heels. Worked out.
Yeah.
Well, he used to work out. He was really good looking.
No, more
really
south.
Sparkly eye.
More to the south.
Well, there's
that
a guy,
guy
here locally, but he only lives about 20 minutes from me that's been hitting on me, wanting me to see him, but he don't have anywhere for me to move or put the horse. In fact, he's kind of related to a lot of people in this other scenario.
He gave me some inside
information for my protection to let me know what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's not the one. You're going far. You're crossing
far.
State lines.
I don't know anybody else. Cross state lines that I know.
It'll probably come to you, you know, when the timing's right. Let me see what else they say. I don't know when Ken's going to cut us off, but let me check what else.
Okay.
They said pack everything.
Nobody here now. Okay.
Pack all your favorite things that you can't live without. Because you're not going back. That's what I heard.
Okay.
The money will come, but in not the ways you think it'll come. Are we supposed to get that stimulus? Maybe that stimulus check will help you get out.
Well, I don't know that that's enough to move.
But tell me, all you need is $1,000.
Really?
Because you're going to go stay with somebody. You're not going to go looking to rent and have a need of a deposit and all that crap. You're going to go stay with somebody. They're saying get online and look for room and board for ranches. I told you this before, too. I think I told you this before. Room and board, like, not like a full-on ranch hand, but a horse, you know, horse helper person that supplies you a room and board, and you take care of your horses and their horses, that kind of thing. Yeah.
It
I don't could
know.
Be
I have a lot of stuff. I got like a whole farm. Huh. Usually they don't have a place like that that would accommodate your household or somebody else, you know. So.
Yeah, you got to look though. I mean, if it's ranch hands, I'm sure they would allow chickens and dogs, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm.
I mean, it'd be a ranch. I don't know, but that's what I'm getting, you know.
Okay. And
they're saying it's a
but
start.
You said it was a guy
a start.
That I know that likes me.
Yeah, he's dark black hair, but I think he's white though. He's not any other nationality. He just has dark hair.
We do have another call now, Cindy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, Holly. All right,
all right,
thank
good
you.
Talking to you.
I'll look for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Holly. Bless you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Do you know what I would do there? Before we go on to Keisha in the court show, do you know what I'd love to do with them people? And I'm going to say it because I speak my mind, I speak my truth, and I don't care whether people come after me or not. It's a public radio station. And we're not supposed to speak our truth anymore, are we? You know, because our governments are like hammering down on the truth now, just lately, and saying, you know, you can't say this, you can't say that. But I'm going to say it. Right. What they should do with those people, anybody that gets a horse, a tamed horse, yeah, we should take them out in a straitjacket into the middle of nowhere where there's wild horses and let the wild horses stamp all over them. Yeah? Because wild horses would tear them apart. And that's still not good enough for them. Okay, we're going to bring Holly back in then. And we've got Keisha.
Hello.
Hi, Keisha. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a question?
I was wondering, how long do you see me staying in this place?
That sounds like you want out now.
Like now, yes.
Okay, let me see what they say. 1 to 2 months.
Oh, yeah, that's about right, though. Okay, I was wishing for something else, but, yeah, that's about right. You seem to be in a house or an apartment or a standalone apartment. I would like a standalone, something that's standalone.
This is weird, but apartment on the third floor.
On the third floor?
That's what I saw. I don't know why
really?
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. Right now I'm on the second floor, but it's on the third floor.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Do you see me find a job soon?
I'm in the same boat. Let me see.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got to be getting one since I'm be moving out.
Yeah. Something about your credit or working for a creditor. They just said credit for some reason. I don't know why.
Credit?
Something up with your credit. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, I have I broke a lease. I broke a lease. That's why.
Oh.
So, yeah. So what that got to
do
with
it? Do you owe
it?
Them money? I don't know. They're bringing that up, so it must be. Yeah,
that's
you're going to have a hard time renting.
Yeah.
I'm a 20-year apartment manager, so I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, or if you can make them a payment and show them that you're trying to pay them off, that'll help get you in.
Oh, okay. So I can make arrangements. Okay.
Yeah.
So what that got to do with the job? I mean, that's enough. I mean, that's
sometimes,
easy enough.
Sometimes they jump around, you know, like even though you asked about the job, they're probably still on the moving to the apartment.
Right.
You know, like,
so it's probably
is
low
not
income. It's probably low income then, and then I'd probably be able to handle it without a job, or you know that much, not a lot of income coming in. Maybe that's what they want me to do. Okay, you know
yeah.
I'm talking about those low income. They take like 30%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like nothing. It's like $30. You got these people paying $30 for low income. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking to paying that, start making payments on that, getting it down.
You know, this is weird, too, on the job. They're saying, like,
mm-hmm.
maybe food service, and I actually saw, like, donuts. No, I can't.
I'm trying to lose pounds, and I mean donuts. Oh my god!
Not to eat them to work there.
What's the difference? I could just see myself working and just popping one of those round things in my mouth at the same time. Yeah,
you know, like Starbucks or something.
Oh, Starbucks.
Yeah, I would.
Oh,
eat,
I don't,
I would
oh,
eat
I don't even
whole
like.
Paper.
I would. I really. I would go.
Starbucks
I would work
tastes
on
good.
Starbucks. Yeah, and I don't even like coffee, so I wouldn't even have to worry about my money being ate up like that. Okay, I'll check into
yeah.
it. So you think it's going to fast food?
Yeah, I'm seeing donuts.
Okay.
It might be Starbucks pays well. They do out in Seattle.
They make really? Do they make donuts too?
Yeah, they have some kind of cakes.
That's
stuff.
More like Dunkin' Donuts or ooh, Krispy Kreme.
Oh,
yeah.
Yum.
I'm ready to get fat.
Oh, so good.
It took me like 5 years just to get off 15 pounds. So, oh, okay. So,
okay,
okay, what's another
place question?
Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
How about love? Do you see love coming in?
Love. What I see right now is like I see some guy sitting on your couch, which he's rather tall, so his knees like come out to the
mm-hmm.
coffee table, like long legs.
Uh-huh.
And he's cool at first, but then he turns into a jerk. Sorry.
That's how they all are to me. Like, they are so cool. And, oh, I traveled the world and I. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
you know,
you
hit one bump in
see.
The bowl, and then the red eye devil start coming out. And then
yeah,
you know,
I see
it's
another
mess.
One of those. I get those too, believe me.
I get a lot of them.
So if you see a tall guy with long legs, pass. Pass.
I'll stay away from
him.
The tall men then. Yeah, I will. Definitely will.
Yeah, because he's like all nice and then he starts getting controlling.
Mm. That's how they
you know,
are.
Like his
he's
way
everybody.
Or the highway. Yeah.
You know what? That's either men or females, because I know some females try to control me, and it's like we're not sleeping together. Why is you
yeah,
acting like
weird.
This? So,
yeah.
something with me, something inherent within me. Maybe they see some weakness that they think they can jump on.
No, you're probably
exploit.
An empath. You're an empath.
I am an
super
empath.
Nice. There, we attract the narcissist, male or female.
Trust me.
I hate it. It happens to me too. So you're
yeah.
a really good, and then they think they can take advantage of you because you're a good person. Doesn't mean you're not strong, you know?
Right.
It just means
right.
you have a good
soul. Tell me I won't whoop your ass. I know that's right. Yeah. And they don't believe it until it happens. Then I'm the one in the wrong. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
they flip
God.
It. Those narcissists
yeah.
flip it.
And
I'll
be just sitting there they're looking real stupid. They're like, what happened? That's not what
yeah.
happened. So I tend
yeah.
to stay.
I've been through it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So.
Okay, you got another question?
I have a car. It's been broke down for the past couple of months. It's in storage. And
is it a two-door?
No. No. It should be a two-door because it's broken. They broke my doors on me. So, yeah, I guess it could
oh.
be a two-door now. I gotta reach in and open a door. So I guess
oh
it is
goodness.
A two door.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what were you saying? Are you gonna get the car fixed? Is that what you're saying?
3 minutes.
Yeah. Should I get it fixed or do you just see it?
I see dump it.
Go?
Yeah,
you
let it go.
Is it still
it's
in
just
storage? Because some people will not call me back and they're halfway the car is halfway across the country. And I'm like, and they will not call me back, so I don't know whether it's still there anyway. But I've been paying the note on it, so I guess it's still there, right?
It should be.
Yeah. Okay.
What state is it in?
It's in Texas. It's just but it's nobody won't call me back, and nobody. I mean, I called like 1,000 times, left emails and all types of things. Called corporate. Nobody got back to me about the car. Is the car okay?
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's still there, it's still there. I don't know. Maybe it's a reason why they won't call me back for whatever reason.
Yeah, and that's,
but you think I should?
2 minutes.
Yeah, you should let it go. It's an expense, and then even to get it fixed is going to be expense, and then is it older?
No, it might be nothing. It's a older, but they're saying it might be just the power steering, and which is like no more than $500. And $500 is much cheaper than coming out of my pocket with $3,000 for a brand new car, you know. So
yeah.
So I kind of wonder. So you do see me getting a new car or dumping this one?
Yeah, they're suggesting you do. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah. No, I think
maybe it's a two door that you're gonna get. You're gonna get a two door.
I don't mind it. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Mhm.
So, all right. So you think I'm gonna get a new car? Do you think it's gonna be through a dealership or?
1 minute.
I'm getting like a friend.
A friend? Oh, okay. Somebody's gonna hook me up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you as well. You stay blessed. Bye, Kim.
You too.
God bless
you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
It's Acacia. Okay.
Hi.
Oh, we're regular this evening. So we ain't done bad. We've got 40 minutes left on the clock. Right, so we're going to go back to that piece of music that we were playing. We might play the whole thing this time, who knows. But if you're out there and you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Yeah? Otherwise, we most definitely will go after this because, you know, it's getting a bit silly now. And, Nicole are coming in really very slowly indeed. So, okay. Let's see what happens next. We'll be right back. Okay, well, we played the whole of that piece of music there called Tribal Stump. The group or the band is known as Psychic Interface. Okay, we play that occasionally because it's like instrumental type of sound, really, I suppose. And you know, it fills time. But I want to give a big thank you to Holly for joining me this evening and taking the time to be here with us. It's kind of been that sort of show where we've had intermittent callers, let's say. So we're going to wrap it up. We're not pushing for a 30 minute. We'd be able to take 3 more calls, if that, in the next 30 minutes. And it doesn't seem much point. So we're going to get out of here while the going's good. And I'll thank Holly for joining us this evening. So thank you very much, Holly. And enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, right then.